Why sales dogs? Sales dogs and salespeople. It has been said that owners sometimes bear an uncanny resemblance to their dogs, and a quick walk in the park will often prove hilarious testimony to that theory. I'm not sure whether the dog takes on the personality of the owner, or the owner takes on the personality of the dog. Perhaps each has some animal attraction for the other. Whatever the reason, I am sure that somewhere in the world a team of animal and human behaviorists is feverishly seeking clinical proof of this theory. But the truth is, it doesn't matter much. What is clear is that you can often understand a great deal about a dog simply by understanding the breed, as each has very specific personalities and traits. And there's a large solid gold bone to be unearthed and enjoyed for the salesperson, sales manager, business owner, entrepreneur, or network marketer who understands those traits. Understand the dynamics of the canine world, and you too could be selling with the precision and tenacity of a hot dog on the hunt. The greatest single mistake that salespeople or sales managers make is believing there is one particular set of characteristics or traits that all salespeople need to have to be successful. Their frantic, misguided search for this holy grail of sales success often leads them on a path of frustration and envy. While striving to better ourselves is a noble and much-needed pursuit, attempting to mirror the traits of the perfect salesperson is futile and spirit-crushing. Instead, learn to access and develop the great salesperson within. Salespeople and sales managers need to identify and understand first their own breed, and then the breeds of those around them. With this knowledge, they can leverage their own strengths and personalities and those of their team. That way, the manager can send the right pooch to hunt the right prey. For example, you wouldn't put your money on the St. Bernard in a greyhound race, but if you were stranded on a mountainside freezing your butt off, which would you rather see? You need to put yourself and the members of your sales team in roles within the sales processes that they were born to play. Many people will find the comparison between salespeople and dogs outright offensive. However, I say that anyone who has figured out how to make big dollars by peddling or selling something is at some level a dog. Salespeople seem to have this knack of always coming back for more and never yielding to adversity. Think about it. Who is man's best friend? What is the most loyal pet you can have? Who will defend you to the end? What animal will endure just about anything for a pat on the head? Who will stick beside you through good times and bad? Who looks at you as if you are a god when everyone else thinks you're crazy? Who loves you no matter what? Who loves to chase a stick? Who loves to track down a scent? Who can shrug off adversity and come back for more? You're right. It could be a dog or it could be a salesperson. It's simple. Sales are about convincing others to take action on something that they were not necessarily inclined to do beforehand. You could say that the same is true of leadership, parenting, motivating, or negotiating. These are all actions that require some sales skills. Sales dogs is a unique methodology for understanding the breeds of salespeople. Although it is training philosophy designed to be entertaining and easy to learn, the concepts behind it are very powerful and are based on many years of research and observation. What I've discovered through my studies is that there are 5 breeds of sales dogs and numerous crossbreed mutts. By comparing and contrasting traits and characteristics of salespeople with those of 5 distinct breeds of dog, we have an effective and easy-to-learn method for understanding, developing, and better motivating our teams. A true sales dog knows that education and good training mean both satisfaction and cash. As a sales dog, you must always seek opportunities that provide the best training available.